Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. Why it matters on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Why It Matters. And we're talking about how the community is connected, how online chatter reflects offline. You see, it's undeniable the power of social media. It's a very strong one. And the use of social media has skyrocketed over the past decade. In fact, even on the business front, these platforms offer an avenue for companies to not only engage with customers, but also influence them with the right type of content. And that content, in turn, assists these customers in making a purchasing decision. So what are some of the trends that are shaping conversations here in Singapore, particularly where Twitter is concerned? How has the conversation of the pandemic evolved over the last year? Well, helping me out this morning is Martin Yuran, who is head of research for Asia Pacific and global export for Twitter. Martin, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. I'm very good. Thank you. Yourself?
Not too bad, sir. And I think this is quite an interesting conversation because we're pretty much saying it's okay to eavesdrop.
Yeah, I think one of the beauties of social media, and especially with Twitter, is the fact that you can go and explore different people's conversations and really find something that somebody else is talking about and just listen and observe, I think, to start with. So yeah, it is a great platform just to casually eavesdrop on what's happening.
Political figures obviously shape some kind of a conversation, but where COVID-19 is concerned, how has the conversation changed?
It's a really interesting topic around conversation.
Yeah.
If you zoom in on Singapore as a focal point, I think what we've really seen here is over the COVID period, we've actually seen about 1.8 million tweets simply just related to COVID-19.
Okay.
And that's sort of just across the last year or so. But I think what's been amazing is many of those conversations are actually in that conversational format, as it were. So tweets are really being used as a way for people to have a broader conversation.
Okay.
And also just, I think, really bringing focus to some key areas. I think what was really amazing for myself was the support for all the foreign workers in dormitories that were really affected by the situation.
Mm.
We saw tweets. You know, a tweet is a great way to start a conversation. And we saw people who really sort of took to the needs of the day, whether that be for clothing or even just small essentials like phone chargers and prayer mats and things like this. I think this is amazing. That is really, I think, what I've seen as the sort of the positive side of Singapore conversation in the last year or so.
Interesting. And the impression I'm getting from you is that it's more of a mindset of sharing as opposed to, because I was going to ask, take for example, the circuit breakers and the various heightened alert measures, like did we see a reactive sort of conversation on Twitter where people were just complaining? But I get the sense it's more people sharing challenges.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think there's a lot of people, of course, people are finding restrictions very difficult. But what I always find what's amazing is sometimes people will put something out there. And I think in a way, Twitter is very much sometimes like you're relieving yourself and your thoughts. You can share your thoughts with a group of people. But I think what we've really observed is that even when people are going through those really tough moments, that there are other people out there that can help you through this.
Mm.
And I think that's really what we've seen. And I think, and like I say, I think it's really what you see in community often isn't amplified as what we see online. But in this case, I really do feel like what you'll see within the community and how somebody will help a neighbor or how somebody will help a friend in person, you've started to see a lot of conversation go down that route and people really help each other. Of course, like I say, there are so many hashtags around, like hashtag stay at home, and people just sort of sharing advice as we go through. I also think you mentioned like a little bit before about how the type of conversation has changed. I also see some really interesting data. So we do a lot of insight into how people are changing. But I think even just taking this as a moment of reflection, because we do have more time to think.
Yeah.
We've actually seen people come behind hashtags around zero waste. As we've all started to receive more food, be it that Foodpanda or Deliveroo or GrabFood.
Yes. Yes.
These have all become things that we've got used to automatically using. But now what's interesting is that the conversation within that has started to turn towards the packaging and how can Singaporeans do their part to really get to this zero waste packaging element.
Yes, I've seen those conversations. Actually, and it raises a curious point as well. You know, in June, vaccination was opened up for the age group of 12 to 39, one of the largest age groups in Singapore. And I think that went a long way to the success we have right now, 80% of our population vaccinated. I want to talk about the social media front, Twitter especially. I mean, what were you guys seeing when these vaccination windows were open? What kind of activity, vaccinated activity or vaccinated conversation-related activity was going on Twitter?
It's really interesting. I think one thing that sort of often overlooked is that social media services like Twitter, I think we've definitely played an integral role in helping keep Singaporeans access to all forms of credible COVID-19 information. But I also feel that it's been a great platform to rally support or actually to show how you're achieving your aspects personally. You know, I've personally used hashtag GotMyShotSG, where, you know, if you use that hashtag today, like a custom emoji actually appears next to your tweet. And again, the number of people who are very proudly showing, mostly the left arm, showing the top of their left arm and their plaster, it's almost like a badge of honor. Yeah. And I feel that, you know, activities like this, combined with the, I mean, I personally like let's test, let's trace, let's vaccinate video. I think it's 100% hitting the mood of the nation.
Yeah.
But I just feel that these are the types of things. Now we're going through this phase. Like social media is doing a great role, and Twitter's part of that, in allowing people to almost breed a little bit more sort of almost like a safety net to people to go and get vaccinated. Mm. And I feel like that has been one of the things that if I want to be proud of something about social media, that's, I think, something to be very proud of.
Yeah, yeah. I've been speaking with Martin Uran, who is Head of Research Asia Pacific and Global Export at Twitter. Martin, thanks for the conversation. You take care and stay safe.
Thanks very much. You too. Bye-bye.
To listen to the full interview, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.